Yeah, it's WTIC. We'll take more phone calls on the Trump topic coming up and on tolls. But we've got a little veterans feature here that I think is really good and you're going to enjoy. Joining us now is Jim Iannone. He's a retired program leader with a place called Project Healing Waters. Jim, welcome to WTIC.
Hi, how are you doing today?
How did I do so far? Did I introduce you correctly?
Well, you did. You did. That's it. The program, Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing, has been going on at the local VA since 2012.
Tell us about it. What is it?
Well, program Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is a national program. It was started by a Navy captain, Ed Nicholson, in 2005 at Walter Reed Hospital. Ed was recovering some surgery at the hospital, and if we go back to that time frame, we know that a lot of veterans were coming back from service injured. He took note of that while he was walking the halls doing his work, and being an avid fisherman, fly fisherman, he decided to bring in his fly rods and stuff and start teaching those veterans how to fly fish. And that's what he did.
Yep.
It has evolved to have programs in all 50 states, in all the veterans' facilities in 50 states.
Wow, what an amazing thing to have something take off like that.
Yes, it really is. And I had the pleasure in 2012 of seeing an advertisement for Project Healing Waters in a Trouts Unlimited magazine that we get, a quarterly magazine, and I made the call. And I said, what's this all about? And with that in hand, I ended up contacting the local VA in Newington, the hospital.
Yeah.
Spoke with the volunteer services manager and a recreational therapist there, and we ended up getting the program started. What we do is, with a staff of volunteers coming from three local fishing clubs, Farmington Valley Trouts Unlimited, the Connecticut Fly Fishing Association, and the Candlewood chapter of Trouts Unlimited, we gathered a core of volunteers to go into the hospital once a month. We teach fly fishing.
Well, you do it in the hospital?
Excuse me?
You do this in the hospital?
At the Newington VA, and also at the local American Legion Hall.
So how do you teach fly fishing indoors?
Well, we teach them how to cast. We're teaching them two things. Indoors, we're teaching them how to tie flies. Those are the little bugs that you would see at the end of a fly line.
Yep.
And we teach them that. We give them the methodology, if you will, of talk to them about casting and fly casting. What we do then is get them on the rivers, get them on the lawns up at the VA. We teach them how to cast.
Okay, so you teach all the skills that a injured veteran might need to be able to go into the fly fishing. When they get outside, you've taught them everything you can inside. And what is the power of this? Why is it worth doing?
Oh, boy. There you really... Well, basically, I think it's this. If you fish, and you get into fly fishing in particular, you're learning about the event, the fly fishing, the act of fly fishing, but you're transcending. You're moving yourself to a quiet place. You know, you're getting on a river. You're casting. You're watching the flow of the river. You're learning how to cast. You're watching your fly drift down the river. Hopefully a fish will bite it. But in that transcendence, if you will, mm-hmm. of focusing on the peace of the river, the quiet that we had, you're forgetting about what problems, what issues you may have going on in your mind.
Yeah, Jim, this is a beautiful concept, because if you think about, have you heard about this idea of left brain, right brain, and that if you're on one side of that, if you're on the war side of that, and the post-traumatic stress, you're talking about being in permanent fight or flight mode, and the challenge is, how do you get people over to the other side, to the feeling, calm, spiritual side of themselves, so they can find that serenity? And the idea of getting people out on a river and connecting with nature, what a beautiful idea that is.
It works. And we have four local outings that we do We go up to Riverton and fish to Farmington. We have a private bass pond that we go to out in Torrington. There's a local trout club, Limestone Trout Club, in the state that invites us out to fish their ponds. And we actually then go to a New Britain Bees baseball game.
Wow. Okay, so you've got a nice program worked out. Jim, hold on 1 second. We've got to get a quick traffic and weather update. We'll finish up our conversation with Jim Iannone from Project Healing Waters, and then we'll take some more phone calls coming up on WTIC. 860-522-9842. We're going to finish up with Jim, and then we'll take some more phone calls. Jim, what else do we need to know about Project Healing Waters?
Oh, well, it is national. Two thoughts I'd like to lead you with. You know, it's strictly a volunteer operation. A veteran who partakes in our program has absolutely no cost associated with it. Nationally, the program has outings. We have sent from our program, we have sent two veterans to Montana for a fishing trip. We've sent two female veterans to Maine to attend a session up there at a very private camp. It costs about $300 a year to have a veteran take part in these activities. And then that's done by various fundraising activities, one of which is Guy Shimeri, who you had on the broadcast earlier this week.
Yes.
And his bakery. He raises funds. He makes a donation to the program.
Ah, okay. Now we're putting the pieces together. So how do people, is there a website for folks to go to learn more about this?
Yes. If they wanted to look, it's Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing.
Okay.
No, it's, actually, it's not. It's projecthealingwaters.org.
Okay. Projecthealingwaters.org.
Right. And that'll give them the whole national profile of the program.
Terrific.
Any donations anyone wanted to make at a national level, it's a 501c3, mm-hmm. you know, whatever that brings to them, they would have. And as an aside, go have a piece of cake on Guy this weekend.
Yes. Not just any cake, but a Hartford cream pie.
Oh, right? The Hartford cream pie. That's the ultimate. It's absolutely delicious. So, you know, again, veterans, come on down, do that. And the other thought I would have is for any veteran who may have issues, may not have issues, go sit on a river, streamside, listen to the water, and imagine yourself the peace. Just get into that flow, and then come to our program. Boy, it helps you out.
Jim, that's a beautiful send-off. Thank you so much. Jim Iannone. He's a retired program leader for Project Healing Waters. Go to Project.
And the Marine.
And a retired Marine, is that what you said?
Yes, also.
All right, well, thank you for your service, and both inside the military and outside.
Okay, thank
appreciate
you.
It, sir. Okay, nice to meet you as well. Jim Iannone is his name, from West Hartford, projecthealingwaters.org. And there you go, a good thing. If you want to give money to something, if you're looking for a charity, there's one you might want to look further into.